Hello, hello. It is me again, your host Key on Key Speaks Loud. And this week we're going to talk about standing alone together. So I don't know if you all have seen the hashtag pound, hashtag stand alone together. What that refers to is basically COVID-19, meaning we can all stand together with still being alone, meaning stay at home, going to the stores as less as possible, things of that nature. On my other social sites, I always tend to post questions of the day and things of that nature in regards to our podcast. The other day, I posted a question in regards to how does everyone feel about the government actually opening us back up right now. I had a lot of great responses. So many people feel like we're moving too fast, seeing that we didn't have a total shutdown. Some people feel like they're going to be okay. There were so many responses in regards to this situation. One of my personal feelings about this is, and I know it may sound weird or it may sound crazy, is I've said it over and over again. I am at a point where I'm not even concerned about getting the virus. I'm more concerned at this point about surviving it. Hashtag COVID-19 survival. And what I mean by that is we all still have to go out. Some people are now running out of the essential things that they need in their house to survive COVID, which means now you're having to get out and get milk. You're having to get out and get eggs. You're having to get out and get tissue if you were unable to get tissue the first go round. Do I think that this is our new way of life? Right now, I'm kind of straddled the fence, guys. I don't know. We're going into so many places and they have these sneeze guards up. And I went into a gas station and they were building a window around where the cashier works. And I definitely don't feel like that business owner is going to tear it down once this is over. The loans. There's money that is no longer available. So what people don't realize is, and do your research, and if you don't want to do research, just don't always go by hearsay. Don't believe every single thing that you hear. Right now, there are several governors who are getting on conference calls on a daily basis discussing what they plan to do for their state. And a lot of those governors are approving to open their state back up because there's no funding. There's no funding for the small businesses. So yes, a round of money went out, but now there isn't any left. There are banks, and I won't say any names because, I won't say any names, but still accepting applications for small businesses, and they have no funds to give these small businesses. So that's part of the reason as to why the governors want to open back up. And you see these posts about when we open up, please go to the nail shops, the hair salons, the barber shops, the small mom and pop restaurants, the small mom and pop grocery stores. Those are the stores and businesses that they're asking you to go to because a lot of those places did not get funding, which means if they don't open back up, they will no longer exist. A lot of these people who have worked and put their blood, sweat, and tears into some of their businesses will now go under. Now, one thing about that is, if we're thinking about in the essential standpoint, the things that they're leaving open and they're considering essential, then why not allow the small businesses to open back up in an essential standpoint? And what I mean by that is, when you go into Walmart at this point, they make you stand 6 feet. all the city workers have come around and put notices on their doors that says, hey, this is the limit on people who can come into the business. Excuse me. Some people it is five. Some places it's one. I've actually seen a business that could only allow one person into their business at a time. Mind you, there are two or three workers inside of the business, but they could only allow one patron inside of the business. Why not allow them to do that? Why not allow them to practice social distancing inside of their businesses and then just not completely open back up? There are so many people on social media. I can't wait for the outside to open back up. I can't wait for the outside to open back up. And now that they're saying, oh, we're going to open the outside back up. Oh, these people are crazy. What are y'all doing? Listen. There is no armor guard at your front door. The military, the police. There's no one at your front door that says, because they're opening, which sounds so weird, the outside backup, that you have to partake. The beaches are already back open and people are out taking their kids out, having a good time with their children on the beach. For me, all I can say is for everyone is to take proper precautions. It's easy for us. Oh, I wouldn't be going to the beach, but you stop at the gas station and pick up your cigarettes every day, which means you don't know if the person who just walked out has COVID, just got over COVID, been in contact with someone with COVID. You have no idea. So whatever is your vice is your vice. Whatever is their vice. And that's just kind of what it all boils down to at this point. There is no control over who goes where and when. I mean, there is a curfew, but how many of you have been out past the curfew? How many of you have actually gotten pulled over and you were out past the curfew? I can speak for myself. I work in an essential business. And I know for a fact that I've had to be out past curfew in cities and pass right by police officers and was instantly looking for my letter to show that, you know, why I'm out at this hour and didn't get pulled over. No one stopped me. And that has actually happened to me more than one time. So therefore, you know, your argument of, oh, I'm not going to go out and, oh, we shouldn't be out. I mean, people are already doing it. People are having small gatherings at their house. Well, I noticed a small gathering on one of my social sites last night that every bit of 20 or 30 people were at this gathering. But because they were so far out from society, there are no cars driving down where they were. There was no social distancing being practiced. So people are still doing all the things that they wanted to do. There is no regards to stay in and stay away from everyone. If you want to be with your family, then you want to be with your family. If you want to have a good time, then you want to have a good time. I just prefer for me and my family to be safe as possible. I get out every day and I go and I partake in encounters that could potentially cost me my life, could potentially cost my family members their life if they come in contact with me. My family wanted to do something for my grandma's birthday, and a lot of us didn't even partake in it because we work in a field where we are exposed to other people that could potentially have COVID and not wanting to expose our family, or vice versa, one of our family members having it and us not knowing, and we potentially go back to our essential jobs and we give the virus to someone else.